Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, misconstrue, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Y'all, you're definitely tuned in for All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, a.k.a. At How's Your Head Game. And we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. At Angel Loves Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs, is definitely on the road again. And she'll be back with us next week. And how you doing, Black?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm great. And around 9 o'clock, we're going to have at Rain Poetry. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah. And y'all should be really, really privileged. If y'all don't know who At Rain Poetry is, y'all need to just follow her and find out. She's definitely in, like, celebrity status, and she definitely is one of my all-time favorite performers, poets, lyricists. And she's definitely going to come on and share some hot fire, some words. She's definitely going to let you know what she got coming up, like this weekend type shit. And I'm about to, and we're going to be talking about some things, too. But how you doing, Black?
Like I said, I'm here. I'm chilling, getting myself ready. Got a couple of drinks I got to hit up and things like that. So, you know.
Oh, really? What you got going on?
Well, I have a motor barbecue I got to hit up on Saturday. Also, I'll be working a party in Brooklyn at on Rogers Avenue. So, if you guys in the area, definitely hit me up. It's going to be, you know how I do, one of those good ones.
I already know. That's why, you know me, I always want to know something. I'm so fucking nosy. But like I always do, I always start out the show by giving my shout-outs. And first and foremost, always, most definitely, shout-out to the All Barbs, Familia, the movement. I see y'all. I definitely do. Salute to y'all, the promoters, the Barbs, everybody that supports the All Barbs movement. I definitely do see y'all. Thank you. It is so highly appreciated. Most definitely, it really is. you know, I always like to take it to Twitter every now and then about what the fuck be trending on my timeline, because I have so many followers, and the shit that they trend or be trending definitely is amusing. And hashtag, it's so many of them. I'm trying to find the, like, most popular one. All right, well, I found one. Well, hashtag do not crack up black, because you definitely got to participate in this. You ready, black?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Hashtag my Twitter crush.
What?
What'd you say?
The topic's my Twitter crush?
Yes, and I've seen that a lot on my timeline, and also with, like, hashtag mention someone, I think, who's cute or one of your most beautiful followers. I've seen that a lot trending.
No,
I guess people were just sending out the hints that I like you or have a crush on you or I think you're cute.
Wow. Let's see. I don't know if I mention them. You gonna send a tweet out?
yeah. If I'm, am I following? Is that you know? Are we following each other? That person?
You say a lot of me. I don't know.
Oh well, I mean, I'll send a tweet out. So hashtag your Twitter crush.
Hashtag my Twitter crush. I would have to say. Bella Franklin is my Twitter crush.
Who?
Bella Franklin from Destiny's Child. Her joint is F-A-R-R-A-H Franklin.
Okay.
Back when I first started on Twitter, when I had 5 followers and I followed 300 people.
But do you talk to her? Like, you know, do y'all communicate? Because, I mean, like, I have, a couple of celebrities that follow me that, I mean, I talk to them.
No. She follows me, like, you know, I'll set her up. She'll respond back. You know, she's one of the first celebrities that followed me. So, you know, and we've been talking off and on. And that was, like, maybe, what, about three, 4 years ago, maybe?
Okay, well, I'll send the tweet out.
let's see. Now, that's my Twitter crush. Now, you said it's not enough, right? Fine. Mention somebody cute or some shit like that?
Well, hashtag my Twitter crush. I have a lot of followers, and a lot of them, you know, they're all different, though, you know, unique in their own different ways. So, crushing. I don't know. It's a lot of I do have a Twitter crush, and I'm gonna stick with my old Twitter crush. Somebody that has been crushing on me and who has made me fan signs. I believe his Twitter name is @iTweetForYou. So that's my Twitter crush. @iTweetForYou. He's definitely had me in bio as his Twitter crush at one point. I don't know if it's still there. And he also made me a fan sign. So it was kind of cool. He actually wrote on his body, and then he wrote on a piece of paper. It was dope. You want to know what's so crazy? Because remember on Tuesday when all those people were freestyling and shit? Do you not remember that day?
Nah.
Are you kidding? You don't remember Tuesday show when people were freestyling?
Oh, God. The thing about it, I remember it. I was just trying to put it in the back of my head.
Anyway, well, I mean, that was crazy because that usually never happens. You know, like we usually, I mean, on a Tuesday show, like usually never happens. But it did, and you know, we gave our reviews at that time. A lot of my followers, you know, gave their reviews as well. And on top of that, I think one of the I believe it's XL. He's supposed to, I guess, have a redo or whatever.
Back in
the day, redeem
himself. So he's supposed to call back in and redeem himself tonight.
Yeah. Let's see if he throws the numbers. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll call back in and redeem himself. Maybe his, hopefully his phone doesn't lose signal or his battery doesn't die again tonight. Who knows? But I do know that one of my promoters said that they were going to drop some bars tonight. So let's see if he really sticks to his word. Let's see if he really sticks to his word, because I want to hear something since, you know, he has, you know, he gave his review, and he definitely said he could sit all day, every day. So I'm looking forward. You know who you are, so let me shout out your Twitter name, but you better stick to your word. So whenever you're ready,
amen.
Whenever you're ready, you could tweet me. Huh?
I said names.
I'm gonna give him a chance to I said he's one of the promoters, so that's to him already. But I'm gonna give him a chance to, you know, hit me up. The show just started.
How many promoters do you guys have though? Honestly, you guys have like 1,500 promoters and 600 of them are male. Like, you know, it's hard to try to find out who it is when there's such a big variety.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so you can't just wait to see. Because if he doesn't, of course, you know I'm going to shout him out. That's just a given. And because he's a promoter. So let's just give him, you know, some time. So, like, I haven't even checked my Twitter yet. So I don't know. Let's give him some time. But if he doesn't, I'm definitely going to shout him out. But anyway, yeah. All right. Well, I definitely do want to go back on the topic of the double standards because I don't know, for some reason on Tuesday, it felt like it was so hard for me to get, just to even get through half of the things that I wanted to say. I don't know, because we were talking to so many people or we were just talking about one thing specifically, but there were some more, you know, double standards that people had sent me to share, and I always let people know that if they do send me questions or events, and I do have a couple of events to go over to as well. Shout out to Bankrolls. But I do like to share because it's funny to me, and they want to know, and I want to know. And one of the double standards that I wanted to basically touch bases back on that I couldn't was, Black, before I do that, do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
As always, man, everyone who watches me, everyone who supports All Bars Movement, everyone who supports Free Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? That's who I'm going with.
All right, cool. I was being so rude. I know I gave my shout outs. But one of the questions were, why do women complain about, no. Why do women dress in makeup, short skirts, bare midriffs, like low-cut tops, blouses, short shorts, mini skirts, but complain about when women stare at them? Why do you think that is? What?
I don't know. That's one of life's great mysteries.
Well, as a female, I would say, I mean, me, how I feel is like, okay, if you put on something that you know is going to, you know, attract attention, you know, maybe it'd be the color, maybe be like a really loud color, or maybe it'd be something really short and your cleavage is out, and, you know, when you're walking, you could basically see damn near like your whole ass cheek. I mean, you only have to expect that people are going to stare at you, whether it be, you have to only expect men are going to stare at you. And then, you know, if, you know, females are going to definitely stare, kids, all that, you have to expect that. So I don't see why you would complain about it, because you chose to put that outfit on. You knew it was going to attract some heads, some attention. So, you know, why complain about it? But I do understand on the defense side, like, you know, even sometimes when you do put on something that may, to you may not be so revealing, you know, revealing, because you have a certain type of body shape and, you know, certain things can't be hidden. But, and people are just staring at you, especially men. They're, like, just fucking staring you down. Like, it's like, what are you looking at? Like, why are you looking at me? Damn. But I think that's just, like you said, one double standard that will always, you know, I guess, be a mystery. All right.
You know, I got a question.
What?
How come women, they get upset when they catch a dude looking at creepy when they wear a low-cut shirt, you know what I'm saying? But they act like they don't look at the frontal bulge in the dude's pants when he come rolling up?
Because, okay, let me, because I'm one that I peeps bulges, but
it's a
way that you do it. It's a way that you do it because, number one, like, for nothing, like, most dudes, like, they just stare. Like, if a girl, well, me, like, if I'm going to check that out, it's a peep. Like, it's, you know, a glance. You know, I don't feel like women try to make it obvious that they are looking in that area. Men just make it obvious. You're the lucky dude if you catch, I guess, a female staring at down there at that area. But
of course.
I'm just
saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and it's not like, you know, I do it too. And like we said even on the show before, men are just more blatant. You know what I'm saying? Women are sneakier. So it's going to be hard if you catch.
But I mean, I wouldn't say, oh, it's sneaky, but I mean, in that case, like, it's just like not wanting to be obvious. Like, not wanting to be so much, like, obvious. Like, I don't want to get caught out there that I'm looking at his fucking dick, like, it's not ladylike, but you happen to look because, you know, look, but it's not a stare, and it's not like, you know, she can be talking to you, and then all you're just mesmerized by the bulge, like.
Well, sometimes you're mesmerized by the bulge,
that just staring at their breasts, like, they just be staring at, like, the cleavage, and you be talking to them, and then, you know.
Like, I understand if, you know, if he's looking and he's just straight up in there, mouth jeweled and shit like that, then you are 100% right. But if we happen to gaze, like, it's right there in our motherfucking field of vision. You know what I'm saying? But, I understand, like, you know, not looking and jeweling and shit. Yeah, cool, I got you. But don't act like y'all do the shit too. Like, I be looking at, especially when nigga, you know, nigga me with that sweatpants or motherfucking basketball shorts or some shit and come talk to you, that's the first thing you look at. I think that's why they say a woman can tell within 5 seconds if she's going to have sex with a guy. Because within 5 seconds, she looks at the bulge. And if the bulge ain't big enough, nah, she ain't fucking.
But sometimes, though, like, you can't say that because, well, no, not necessarily because, you know, every man is built differently. So sometimes, you know, like, you have that bulge that just lets you know, like, okay, like, this nigga has, like, a really, 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 really big dick, like, for real. And then you have that bulge that, like, you're curious because you don't know, like, you know, if it's fully erect, like, how big it's going to be. But I'm not looking at a bulge to be like, okay, well, I'm going to fucking lie. I'm looking at it just to look, like, how niggas look at asses, like, I'm going to look at a bulge.
No, but see, we look at S as like, you know, because we plan on grabbing, squeezing.
No, but not like, so every single girl app that you look at when you walk, even if it's just like 10 girls that you don't know that are just walking down the street in front of you, and you're just, you happen to be looking at all their apps, it's like, so you intentionally want to fuck each and every last one of them?
Like, if it looks nice, like, yo, I fucked the shit out of her. Or if it don't look nice, like, ugh, like, what the fuck was she thinking? You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
it all depends.
Well, I can't speak for all women, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, okay, if for me, like, if I don't like to be in the question phase, because if I can see it, and I can see it just, like, and it's where I, you know, where I like it, then maybe I might have a thought about, But, I mean, to just do it, like, you know, really quickly just to glance, I mean, those are not my first intentions. It's just like...
I understand. So what else shall we talk about?
All right. Damn, this must be from, like, a nigga that's been incarcerated before.
Why
is it terrible for a woman to be raped once, but funny when a male in prison gets raped over and over?
Okay. I don't... Okay, think about it. About men getting raped, like, it's... Well, one, it's fun because 8 out of 10, the niggas that are in jail put themselves there. You know what I'm saying? They put themselves there knowing... That's what happens. Like, yo, them niggas are locked up for months, years on end, and after a while, come like, yo, they need to stick it in some. So what they do, they go and they stick it in something else that's been there for months, years on end, you know, and sometimes it's by force. But the thing about it is, all of those dudes had, they made one split decision choice. They wouldn't be there either being the rapee or the rapist, you know. So... Either way, it's not us laughing at the fact that they're being raped. It's us, like, yo, you put yourself in that predicament, so of course you're going to get laughed at. Of course, rape, whether it's if it's dudes or females, it's not really a funny thing. But as far as when they're in jail, it's funny because you did something to put yourself in that situation.
Damn. I mean, honestly, if anybody gets raped, I think that's a terrible thing because, you know, number one, it was consensual. You know what I mean? I think that they make it more of an issue when a woman gets raped because, I mean, like you said, like, I mean, not all the time that you know, that women get raped is because they put themselves, you know, it's because they put themselves there. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say it about women. I said about that
about men being in jail. I know, but I'm just trying to you know, speak on the women's perspective of the double standard because, you know, what that person, I guess, is trying to say is, like, why is it so, you know, when a woman gets raped, you know, it's so serious. It's just, like, it's really sad. But when a male who's in jail gets raped over and over, it's something that's funny. Like, people laugh at that, like, when they got raped in jail. Like, it's not a serious issue. It's just, you know, it's nothing. It's a joke. Now this nigga's probably considered gay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, from a female, I'm trying to, I mean, man, that's kind of, because to me, like I say again, like, I don't think it's funny when a male or a female gets raped, and especially a guy in jail because, you know, he doesn't have that, you know, accessibility to, sometimes probably stop it from happening because of where he is. He probably can't, you know, he probably can't say much because his word or what he's saying really isn't valid in that place. You know, because, like, you know, for women, like, if a woman gets raped, you know, she has many outlets. She can go to the cops. She can go to a hospital to get treated right away. You know, she can tell somebody that's going to probably help do something about the situation. So, I don't know. I never looked at it as being funny, but apparently, you know, this person thinks that That's a double standard with men and women.
I don't know. We have to ask, has he done like hard time, you know?
Time?
So I wonder if that person has done a hard time to where, like, you know, they had to be in that position to either be the rapist or the rapee. And, you know, and what they actually felt about it.
Maybe, I don't know. Another one kind of in, I guess, the same category is, why is a man a wimp if he lets his wife beat his wife or girlfriend or, you know, chick that he's dealing with beat up on him, but and she's considered a criminal or the bad guy if he defends himself?
Okay. Well, one, no one should be putting their hands on nobody. Women should put their hands on a man. Man should put his hands on a woman. Now, the thing is, it's not that the man is considered, well, in my case, if the chick is being his ass, and he ain't got no sisters, no female cousins, you know what I'm saying? Because regardless, the man, he's, you know, unless he actually really has to spend stuff like his life is at stake, you know what I mean? He's not going to hit her because he knows regardless, he can hurt her. You know what I mean? Like, it's easier for him to hurt her than for her to hurt him. And that's not even on no sexist shit. That's just straight logic.
I mean, like you say, first of all, in the situation, nobody should be putting their hands on anybody. But, I mean, because I'm one where, like, I'll always, you know, if somebody hits me, like, it's just a reaction to hit them back. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's a playful thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody taps you on your shoulder, like, you tap them back because it's like, hey, why did you hit me or whatever. But I mean, females get penalized when they defend themselves too in certain situations when it comes down to a male. You know what I mean? Like, if they go outrageous and start stabbing a nigga, if, you know, if convicted, she's going to do some time. She's going to get charged for that. You know, a female also, you know, I mean, to me, the reason why probably a female would get, you know, charged with defending himself, if he beats her to the point where she has a physical scar, so I guess now it's considered, like, domestic violence.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
to them, it's like when we just visibly see, you know, what was going on. Sometimes, you know, a story isn't even necessary sometimes. So, I don't know.
Now, for me, because I've been in those heated type of arguments, like it, and thank God it's never, you know, got physical due to a cool head or, you know, just quick thinking, but me, it's kind of like that. Me, I would just leave, you know what I'm saying? Despite what was being said, if she was throwing shit, I would just leave, you know what I'm saying? Because the longer you stay, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing men and women, they got to realize. If you got someone's situation to go a certain way, you got to get yourself out of it before it gets to that point, you know what I'm saying? So if it's a heated argument, you know, and like you know your significant other. You know what I'm saying? You know when they're at their breaking point, being upset. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So if it's getting there, yo, just take yourself out of the equation. A, before something gets said that shouldn't have been said, because there won't be no coming back from that. Or something gets done that can't be undone.
I agree with you. I do.
Like, I walked the hell out, and I'm walking out, and shorty, she was hitting me in my back, side the head, and she didn't hurt, like, you know what I'm saying? So there was really no need for me to turn around and hit her back, and, you know, but when she got away the door, I picked her up, moved her behind me, and I still walked out, so, because I knew if she kept hitting me, if she kept pulling and grabbing and scratching just out of reflex and instinct, I was going to tell myself I'd end up pushing her, hitting her, but regardless, it's going to be more hurtful because I'm bigger, I'm stronger, so something that may seem light to me will be heavy to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. absolutely right. That's why I'm like, that's why I guess in that, you know, in that defense, like, I'd probably be, you know, not to say that you're a criminal because you're innocent and so, you know what I'm saying, proven guilty, but, I mean, yeah, most likely. Because I feel like this, if you the nigga and you got more of the visible scars, you got cuts and you're bleeding and you got bite marks and you got a whole bunch of shit, you know, like, she's going to go down for that, like.
Yeah, she don't go down for that, but then at the same time, it's a surprise thing with men. That's why the question of how why men consider wimps, it's a surprise thing. You know what I'm saying? You want to go to the police or beat up, especially when you're 6 feet, 6'1", 6'2", low 200 pounds, and your lady's like 5'4", a buck 10, and now I'm saying you got a big black eye and you got motherfucking scratches on your face. You know, maybe we don't want, because... You know, the guy cops in the back, they'll be laughing while we sitting there bleeding and shit. You know what I mean? So that's what, like I said, I'll just straight leave. I'll go to my people's house, chill, have a drink, collect my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Let her calm down, chill, whatever the fuck she gotta do. And then
yeah,
go home and hopefully resolve the shit like two adults.
I think that's the best thing to do. Is just walk away, because then that way, I mean, I guess, you know, being called a punk or a pussy or whatever is better than fucking explaining to a fucking judge, like, what really is going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's better than sitting behind bars.
Well, no, like, I'm a punk or pussy outside with my freedom, you feel me? Like, I'm outside to get into a fight with my girlfriend to let her go outside my head another day. And you're sitting in there doing 3 to 6 months because you couldn't control your anger and you slapped her across the mouth and on a corner full of people.
And that shit, like, and because she had dry lips, her fucking shit cracked instantly and started bleeding, so which makes the situation even worse.
Wow. Yo, if she outside with chapped lips, can we go to another thing? I'm actually liking this story. It kind of feels like I'm being interviewed, but I'm definitely digging it.
Wow. Yeah. These people are, I mean, you know, I talk to a lot of interesting people all the time. You know me, I'm such a networker. And they tune in and they always be listening and they just be like, oh, I got some questions for you since you're always asking questions and shit like that. It's a couple more.
Let me ask you one. Are you are you following the election?
Am I doing what?
Are you following the election?
I'm trying to keep up with it the best that I can.
All right. Well, this week last week was the Republican National Convention, and the Republicans said a lot of stuff, busted shots at the Democrats. You know, Clint Eastwood. He did a whole little skit, which is what they're calling a skit, but everyone who really knows just knows he was just fucking spazzing out on some old man shit. But, you know, and this week is the Democrat National Convention, and the speech that Michelle Obama delivered, that alone could get Barack reelected. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was pretty much explaining how she ended up falling in love with him, and, you know, how they actually live the American dream, not because they're children of privilege or they got money, nothing like that, but because they worked and they're, you know, they're different from everyone else and they got where they are by hard work. So it was more to that, but straight up, that alone can get Barack reelected, just that speech there. And then last night, former President Bill Clinton, he got up on the stage and was straight bigging him up. And even with that speech, it's enough to, you know, because they hit a lot of valid points that even the Republicans aren't. One thing the Republicans were noted for saying was, we're not worried about the fact finders. We're not worried about the fact checkers, which means they're just talking out the side of their neck without doing research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why they say, oh, Obama fucked up the economy. The budget's all fucked up, X, Y, Z.
reason the budget was fucked up was because in the 8 years after Clinton left, there was another Republican there who kind of spent shit, started a war, and okay, so the budget was fucked up. And Clinton was telling the Republicans, because for 4 out of the 8 years, we had what's known as a surplus budget, which means all of our shit was handled, and we had extra money to, you know, whatever. Huh?
I said we were good.
Right. So, and they always ask him, how does he do it? Because after him, no one else has been able to do it. All the ones that's coming close to doing it is Obama.
If niggas could have had Bill Clinton for fucking forever, that nigga was going to be in office.
So,
Bill Clinton
said easy, and it's just simple arithmetic, simple math. You know, so if you guys, anyone listening, if you aren't registered to vote, yo, go register to vote, go vote. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the conspiracy theories of, oh, the government's doing this, because you actually complaining about how the government's effed up, and you're not even going to vote to even let your voice be heard, your opinion be heard. So at least go register to vote. It's mad easy. If you go get your driver's license, they got a little box that you can check, you know what I'm saying, so you can register to vote. I mean, fucking, you can even do it online now. All you got to do is fill out the form online, and then once you go vote, you show them your ID. Simple shit. I'm saying you can't pitch if you don't say nothing.
Right, exactly. Every vote counts. Every vote counts. It does. All right.
Now, I'm doing my political shit. You know, hit me up now. I know you have more questions for me.
I do, but can we go into a commercial break, though, before I go into the next batch of questions?
Sure, sure. What would you like to hear?
Well, since you're throwing it on me, we can play some, what is it? I'm always bad with Twitter memes, at Wonder 845.
Okay, that's
saying it right.
Yeah.
Or if you don't feel like doing that, then you should know what I like. If you don't feel like doing that, yeah, you should. No, if you don't, matter of fact, you don't have to do that right now. But you can, you should know what I like, so.
I do know what you like.
Yes,
but I hit us up, 347-857-4302. We still got some questions and things like that.
And we got our rain poetry coming through.
Crazy ass coming through. And for all you listeners, this is a treat because she normally has
a
5 day to freestyle
a
day. So you guys have her twice in one day.
And she went, and not to mention, like, she normally does not do this. She has never done this for anybody, like, you know, kind of come up here on their show and kick it with them. She's never done that for anybody. So I got to be somebody because she's doing it for me. And she definitely got some shit that she's going to share, some fucking words, everything. It's going to be crazy. But definitely tune in. What?
I said we're going to get into it tonight.
We're going to get into it. And you know she definitely going to bring some crazy ass, some light to this, to everything. And like I told you, we got a topic that we want to talk about as well. So it's going to be crazy. All Bob's Radio. Yeah, ready now. Let's go.
Yeah.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh? Yeah. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. You hate me, bet you hate them navel kisses. We can do like A positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stroke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down. But all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix it brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. You hustle, get yours, you know what this about. I just might a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Bird up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purr. Girl, I put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. But I put on that Percy, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merc through. Passing that dark blue jet. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that driver, she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride this dick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck
her good, make her call me in the morning.
Hello. Definitely marking out. Back with us. Back with us. All Vibes Radio. I was your head game, a.k.a. Nikki Vargs, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. Soon, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have our Rain Poetry. Shout out to at Mr. _ Chris _ P. I hope I'm talking English now. Hope you can hear me. And shout out to at Sam Slart and the co-owner of All Barbs, and at Evo Monte, one of the All Barbs promoters. So, you ready, Bart?
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Someone said, why do we pretend that men walk out on their wives and children when women initiate about 80% of divorces?
It's not cold. And here's my opinion why. It's just like that because how society sees things. And I mean, the man is the one that's supposed to hold everything together. You know, he's supposed to, you know, pay bills, take care of the, you know, fix the house, you know, mow the lawn, you know, discipline the kids. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that's supposed to hold everything together. You know what I'm saying? So when there's a divorce, it's like, oh, shit, he ain't doing something right. He couldn't keep his wife. You know what I'm saying? You know, unless it's those situations where, you know, she caught him with her cousin or some bullshit like that. But, you know, don't, like I said, some, oh, he ain't doing something right. 8 out of 10, that's the first thing that comes out once you hear such a set for divorce.
I think that, but I think that it could also go both ways, like, because maybe, like, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, like, say, like, okay, we both have our important roles as a woman and as a man when it comes to relationships, so when we get married to one another, you know what I'm saying, those tasks and everything are just split, are supposed to be split equally, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I mean, you know, I mean, we're both supposed to keep up the household, we're both supposed to keep the kids in order, you know, women maybe have, like, you know, different specific duties within, as a female, you know, maybe she might be the one that's cooking all the time. You have, in today's, you know, society, you have a lot of men that cook a lot more, like, they want to cook all the time. Because bitches be mad lazy, you know what I mean? And sometimes if you're in a marriage where, you know, your husband isn't doing, he's, like, not doing what the fuck he's supposed to, like, he's not meeting his, you know, his duties as a man, as a husband, as a father, you know, how can maybe, yeah, if I have to always bring it to your attention that you're not doing this and that, and you decide, because you don't want to fucking hear me, I guess, bitch, and complain anymore about what you're not doing, you can't take it anymore, you just want to up and leave and just go elsewhere. Like, that was really me causing, you know what I'm saying? That's really me. Is that my fault? That I would probably want to get a divorce now because you just up and left and you're not shit anyway?
Wow.
So if I had to say the one who caused that divorce would be him because he wasn't doing what the fuck he was supposed to do as a man and as a, like I said again, as a husband, as a father, he couldn't come half with nothing. He couldn't watch the kids, or if he did, he was half-assing it. He always fucking was out in the streets with a nigga that don't have no job, but then don't want to help with fucking shit in the house. God forbid something fucking breaks, or I could fucking look out my window and I see the fucking a safari because no grass has been cut. I mean, I don't think I'm the one that caused it. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm making sure everything is still running while you're still being a fucking lazy bum, a.k.a. my husband. I'm still, like, because each day everything has to be done because of me, or things are getting done because of me, obviously, because you're not doing it. So now it's a point where I guess, yeah, since you want to walk out and you want to leave because you can't take it anymore, well, I can't take this marriage anymore, so don't come back. You don't have to come back. And that's not me causing it. I'm just saying. But, I mean, in today's society, I can see where that person would say that because, you know, a lot of times, I guess them on the man's defense is like, you know, my wife and this and that, and I can't, I don't know. Like, but I don't see how 80% of females cause marriage, like, divorces. I don't see. But I have another one.
Okay.
Or do you have one for me?
Nope.
Okay. Someone said, why is it considered to be, like, really wrong to say anything negative about a woman, but it's funny to always put men down and bash them out?
Once again, it's really not, you know, you're really not supposed to do it with anybody, man, woman, but come on, like, you know, men, you know, with tough skin, you know, we're supposed to be able to take a joke, you know what I mean? and fashion, like, yo, it happens, yeah. We're teaching the kids now that, you know, we have to show tolerance and respect and, you know, things of that nature. But us growing up, come on, you know, we came up in a different time. You know, you got snapped on, you snap back. You know, somebody's bashing you and, you know, some really disrespectful, hurtful shit. You didn't go cry about it or hang yourself. You went and, yo, you talking shit, punch them in their mouth. But, you know, like I said, that was a different time.
I mean, shit. I'm not even allowing me. I'm getting, like,
jokes on a guy.
If I feel like they're worth the entertainment or, you know, to even entertain, then, you know, I'll say whatever back. But at the end of the day, like, I can see, like, you know, everybody's like, you know, guys, it's really wrong for you guys to call females bitches. And I'm supposed to say that, but then it'd be like, yo, but they be saying that shit to each other. So, like, why can't I say it? Like, when they say it to each other, it's like, hey. Well, when I be like, ew, bitch, it's like, what the fuck you just call me? You know, like, so, but then I guess it's like, nobody says nothing when a girl be like, you're a bitch-ass nigga. Like, she can say that. She can call him a bitch-ass nigga, and nobody's really saying anything. But when he calls her a bitch or maybe something else that's degrading, hoe, whore, whatever, you know, I guess to society, like, that is just so negative to say that, like, to say those things to females, like, stop degrading females.
What?
I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean,
well,
I'm pretty sure you want nobody to be just, like, I mean,
like,
it's, I feel like
know.
It's, huh?
You know what I'm saying? If it's someone you know what I'm saying, it's you should be able to tell whether they're joking or they're being disrespectful. Like, if somebody you don't know and they, hey, bitch, yeah, you, what the fuck is that? I don't know you.
Yo, but sometimes, though, it's hard. Sometimes, though, when you even when you know a person and you know, like, that person is just, like, really sarcastic and they, you know, they always saying smart things out their mouth and they're, like, you know, sometimes when somebody's witty and they're having a really fucking shitty bad day, and, like, probably you're the one that's getting on their nerves, but it's just like, y'all know each other, so you have an attitude, so when you're saying shit, like, whatever, bitch, like, it's not in, like, whatever, bitch, ha, 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 it's, like, whatever, bitch, at that time moment, like, I mean, true say, like, when you know somebody, I don't think it's considered, like, negative or insulting, especially if that person doesn't get offended, like, I'm pretty sure if, you know, you happen to call your friend a bitch one time and what up, bitch, and she's just like, don't call me that. You know what I mean? I mean, if the person isn't willing enough to say it offhand, off back, right up, right then and there, then I guess it should be no offense taken. And that goes for both parties, like male or female. I think. That's your thing?
I believe so, yes.
Yes. But before I go to another commercial break and Brain Poetry gets in the building in like 8 minutes, I definitely do want to, I did promise that I would announce this. So shout out to @Bankroll Banks. I guess this Saturday, # Scene City, 150 Pine Street. I don't know where that is. I'm guessing. Hold on. Let me see. In his area, I guess it's an event that he's throwing, hosting. So he's just basically trying to invite everybody out. It's a Saturday night out in Atlanta. So if you know where 150 Pine Street is, I guess Scene City is the place to be, free this Saturday. You got to text the number 404-580-9188 to get your free VIP bands. So definitely shout out to Bankroll Banks, who's doing some, you know, throwing something this Saturday in Atlanta on 150 Pine Street. Text 404-580-9188 to get your free VIP band. So make sure y'all hit that up if you are
so
in LA.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's tweeting it all day. Yep. It says for free, and free is in all caps. VIP.
Yeah, we need somebody with a jet, son.
Word, we need to go out there this Saturday. Come back. Real quick.
Yeah. Oh, man. That makes me triple booked, and I'll still do it.
I know. He said, ladies better have on some heels on this Saturday, so I guess it's going to be crazy. A lot of people on his timeline have been, you know, retweeting it. A lot of people. So make sure y'all hit that up. And yes. All right. So before we have at Rain Poetry come on in 5 minutes, Black, let's go to one more commercial break, because when we get on with her, I'm pretty sure we're not going to have it.
I got you.
Yes. So, you know, whenever you're ready, work your magic. All Bombs Radio. Yes, y'all.
She got the old school shit with her. Yes, y'all.
Wicked Kings on the beat. Good green in his Ziploc. Fuck a good, but don't lip lock.
Nah.
Niggas talking that hip hop shit. I'd rather wristwatch that don't TikTok. Niggas that'll play the block, but don't get knocked.
Nah.
See my niggas fire off, but don't get shot. You claim a hood, but you don't pop. You think you big until you get popped. Rap balls with a passion. Passenger, hot fashion. Niggas know how I give it up. If I want that, I ain't asking.
Give me that.
Hennessy in my IV. Enemies stay beside me. Niggas know that I'm a wild boy. Up from wildin' out, then we ride in.
Work is coming me. So what's happening? Driving higher in. So we clap again. We close enough. This is upstate.
Nah.
We got it in. Just in a different place.
Fucking good and don't call back.
Nah.
I read the text messages and all that. You know you got a man and I got a girl. This was a part of the plan, so just fall back. So real to the baseline.
Yeah.
Couple of mine do a state time. Hoodie on, bet they leave me alone. Since Trayvon Mall is hate crime.
Yeah.
Niggas mad cause I get it.
Yeah.
M.O. Wall, yeah, I said it. Money over rest, nigga, say it with your chest in my real ones, don't forget it.
Yeah.
My money good, money green. Your money funny, you a comedy. Man, fuck the judge, I ain't honoring. Only call me up if it's a whole thing, yeah.
Smelling like horseshit,
yeah.
Hustling, dreaming about bullshit,
yeah.
Thinking how can we afford this,
yeah.
Jail time to reward this, high risk, high reward, hard dip, call your bros, niggas know the shit I be on, prime time,
hide on,
East Bank, Street Bank, LeBron, Heat Gang, more heat than some heat fans, niggas talk to that heat bang, NY, my home, red bone, two-tone, at first they didn't want me, but now I'm hot, I'm like Mike.
Walking back out with me. Oh shit, at Wonder 845, which is like a lot of bad blood.
That shit is dope. Yo, shout out to my dude 1845. Shout out to DJ Show. Shout out to the whole Rockland County.
Word, because I'm like, damn, 845 sounds so fucking familiar. I used to live in Middletown, New York, and that was my area code, 845. Shout out to, what is it, what's that area code, 1940, Orange County.
Yes, yeah, we got a writing poetry in the building.
Yeah, so that was dope. That was cool. Shout out to him. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
So we got rain in the building, I think.
We do.
What's good?
He's here. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
So
doing good, doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Everything is gravy. I've been running around, but I'm tuned in now. I'm locked. I'm here. Y'all got my full attention. I'm ready to get it. I'm on my second glass of wine.
Oh, yes. For all of y'all who are listening, we definitely have.
Black?
Yo.
We here? We on?
Yeah, did we lose y'all?
We might have lost her. We might have lost her real quick. What y'all been chopping it up about, man? What I missed? You got to catch me
up. Look, people been sending her questions, and she's been asking me questions and shit.
Like what?
I want to
be a billionaire.
Yeah, we good, mama.
Okay. That's what's up. And I just, you know, I want to know, of course, I have a lot of things to ask her as well as, you know, I want her to talk about what she got going on, and as well as I definitely want her to spit everything that she fucking does. Like, I hope you got something ready. Cause you know I'm gonna ask you.
What you got? Right. So you got a lot. I'm ready.
So,
I'm ready for whatever you're gonna fire at me. I'm ready for you.
All right. First things first. So I want to know. Who is at Rain Poetry? Exactly.
Who is at Rain? I'm a mother. I'm a lover of art. I am a God-fearing individual with the creative writing talent. You know, I just like to do this wordplay, very sexy. Very sexy for the one I'm with. You know, I like to go hard. I'm a hard worker, diligent. Persistent. I like to stay on my grind. I like to keep that cash flow coming. And now I can add to my repertoire that I'm a producer as well, because I got my own show that I'm kicking off next week on Monday. So it's you know, it's everything. Rain Poetry embodies a whole bunch of everything that's good.
Okay. So when you say I Rain Poetry is, you know what I'm saying, like you have a way with words, and when you're writing or when you're, you know, when you're reciting what you do, your words of, I would consider you to be a lyricist, you know, your words of wisdom, knowledge, and everything and more. Like, where does all of that come from? Does it come from experiences, you know what I'm saying? Does it come from, you know, you just being around certain people and you, you know, listening and just writing down things? Like, where does all of that come from, your creativity?
Right. That's a good question. You know, when I first, I've been writing my whole life, so as far back as like 89, seventh grade. So, but it wasn't until recently that I decided to go ahead and drop an album to share my writings with the world. So everything I dropped was stuff that I already had written laying around the house. So it's more of me than people think. You know what I'm saying? It's more of me than people think, because it's not something I wrote for money. It's something I wrote for my heart and decided to share it with the world. So all that sexy, all of that are past experiences of things that I've done or things that I would like to do. You know, all of that is 100% me. You know, my imagination is overactive, but at the same time, I like to experiment and do fun things, and I'm pretty decent at expressing, communicating those fun things that I've done. So it works. The combination works.
Yes, it is definitely. it really is. I also wanted to know, when it comes down to you performing your pieces, like, how do you prepare yourself and how do you get into it?
Wow, that's, let me tell you, people get on me because I don't really memorize my work. I write so much. You know, it's nothing for me to write a piece or two a day. So I've got so many lyrics, I don't bother trying to learn them right now. I know I need to. So when it comes time to me to perform, I usually read it from the iPad, head game. But you know what? It's like I zone out. I zone out, and then right at the end of my performance, I come back to, and the audience is just, you know, going crazy at that time. It's like I lose control of everything I have and just let it all on the stage. You know, I let it all out. And even though I'm reading it, you wouldn't know I'm reading it because it's all from my heart. I don't have to try to act like this is something that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's dope. And I definitely, I can feel that. That's why I had to ask, because, you know, when you do your thing, you just, it's like you're in the zone. Like, it's like you memorize, you can close your eyes and say everything and move a certain way because you got it. So I thought, you know, some people, they got to really sit there and they got to, it's so many cuts, take one, take two, cut, damn, I fucked that up. All right, hold on, let me get it together. They fuck up on words, you know what I mean? You know, seriously.
Yeah, I'm straight shot. Everything I've recorded has been a one take. I like to go in there real Snoop-like. I'm put it down one time, and if I mess up, then fix that shit on your end. Fuck that shit. This is from the heart one time. This ain't me preparing and all this shit. You know, I just go in there and give it to you raw, because at the end of the day, I do want a dick in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? This shit I'm saying is how I fucking feel. You feel me, Black? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's what I want. That's, you know what I mean? That's what it is. We sexy by nature. We could just fight against it if we choose to, but I don't. I don't choose to. I choose to share it and be expressive.
I dig it, because I'm the same way. Black, do you have any questions for Ms. Rain?
Not at the moment.
That's what's up. If you think of something, you know, don't hesitate.
When I think of something, you will be the first to know.
All right. Well, maybe you can build your question off of her if she's ready, you know, to share a couple of words, and maybe you'll have a question or two after that. You should. So, Rain, whenever you are ready,
talk to me. Can drop a little something?
Yes.
All right. I'll just do a little short one first, and then we'll take it from there. And they don't even have titles. I'm so ashamed. I just fucking write. So here we go. I say, I want to French kiss your pelvis, with you in the back of my throat, adjusting my breathing to keep my gag from rebelling, trying things that ain't been attempted in hell while we discover new ways to help me release my exhale. As you take your time, Daddy, keep in mind there's a part of me that just wants to be held down while you're thrashing my kitty till she swells up with passion, and it's my rivers we swimming in, creating memories even your imagination could not have invented. Since the beginning of our conversation, my eyes have been fixated on your bulge, watching it expand by the minute. I'm shameless because I want it. I want to put you so far down my throat, even you get scared. Have you concerned for my health? Somehow induce fear. Allow you to bask in the midst of a real rainstorm. Yeah. With or without my hands, let me caress your hardness. Press your smooth manhood against my cheek. Make love to your scent before we get started. This is the only time I love losing control. I got a real problem. Hey.
That's Oh my God. Let me put you down my throat to even you get scared. Woo! Let me see this nigga's face. Let me see the nigga's face. I would love to see my nigga's face. I'm black. what you got to say about that?
What? You like that, Black? You was feeling that? You feeling a little interrogate, y'all, real quick?
Yeah, it was a nice poem.
It's just a warm up.
You are definitely one with words. I haven't heard words put together like that in quite some time, so.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that. I truly appreciate that. I'll take my time.
I think that was so awesome. That shit got me really, 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 really riled up. I don't see how you don't have no questions off of that, Black. With that even being said, I want to know, when you talk about such erotica in that way, like, do you turn your own self on?
I didn't used to until like earlier this year. I kind of fell back from a fucking, you know what I'm saying? I kind of fell back, and I've been really, really getting this masturbating game down. I've been being good and trying to stay focused on my career. So I didn't used to. I used to just be able to get up there and and step away and be cool and just have my son rock. But now I read and I get to touching and stripping and shit. So yeah, now it kind of does something to me. I feel the blood start pumping, you know. So I can just imagine how y'all receive it, because it start to move me. But once I start fucking again, I think I'll be cool again. I don't think it'll be nothing.
I think so. I think it's because, like, you know, I can see what you're saying as far as, because, you know, like, you know, you're doing the masturbating thing, and whenever you do talk about certain things, you know what I mean? Like, as far as pelvic thrusting, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could just imagine that. So, turn yourself on, because that shit got me over here like,
Yeah, but even when I do my shows, by the end of my shows, I'm usually naked. You know what I mean? Like, I might start off with all my clothes, but by the end of my show, by my hour, things is off.
Wait.
Oh, did that induce the question?
That sparked the flow. Like, there we go.
You get your attention and shit.
Right. Oh, wait. Now, I just wanted to clarify and make sure I heard what I heard. That you start your shows fully clothed, but by the time you're done, you're butt ass naked.
Yeah, usually I'm gonna say a good 85% of the time, because it's you know, I mean, it's a sexy show. It's an hour, but it's sexy, and so yeah, it gets the movie. And I encourage my listeners to join me in the festivities. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a good time. You know what I mean? It's a feel good hour. So I just encourage you to be sexy and feel good about your sexy. You shouldn't be shamed because you want to fuck. You shouldn't feel bad because you want to suck a dick. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't feel bad about these things. You should embrace. This is part of who we are. It's part of who we are. You know, and
so,
I'm not shamed.
Wow. So you just have people knock out with your butt ass naked in the living rooms. Wherever.
A lot of my listeners are at work. A lot of my people are executives in their offices on the lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they close the blinds, man, and lock the door and get to touching and texting and tweeting and letting me know they're listening. And I like to do tricks and shit. I play around. I like to have fun. I'm a joker, and I like to experience and do a lot of new shit. So you can imagine. I'm sure you've been around a couple fun people in your lifetime. All it is.
I would hope.
I
I do want to say for your listeners, you can check out my website. It's www.rainpoetry.com, R-E-I-G-N. And on there I'll be putting this weekend the information to the new show that I'll be starting up this week. So if you want to, you know, if you want to check me out during the week.
That's what it is. You definitely got some listeners. Like you said again, like you got people at work and shit. You know, we got Mr. at Chris underscore Mr. Chris, wait, what is it? Mr. underscore Chris underscore P, who's at the gym right now, rocking out. We got Aglan Chick 81 in the building as well.
Glamour Chick, what's up, mama? What's up, mama?
With it. Yeah, so, I mean, damn. Like, I would love to see that show. I would love to be there because I think that it would just be so funny. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you know, I love you to death, and you know, I know you. So I just know a side of you that a lot of people don't know. So for me to witness it, I think it'll be dope. I think it'll really be dope.
Yeah, it goes down. You know, when I do my shows too, when I do my live performances, I bring strawberries on every table, whipped cream, chocolate. Like when I do, when people pay me to come get out on the mic, I show my natural ass. Nikki, I put someone on the stage. I take someone in the bathroom with me. I'm talking about change, fishnets, high heels, grinding, winding. Babies is getting conceived that night. You feel me?
Wait. So when you bring the guys on stage and do they have to just sit there, you know what I'm saying, and be still, or I guess do they talk to you while you're doing
contracts? Their contract is drawn up that they have to sign. They can't touch me. They just have to sit there and take it. And then whatever I lay go down, if I want to kiss them in their mouth or put my head in between their legs, I can do all that. But they have to just sit there and take it.
Black.
Did you just say they got to sign a motherfucking contract?
A waiver, yeah.
A waiver?
Yeah, it's a waiver. It's not like for your life or anything. It's not a life or death type situation. But so you understand your role. You want a privileged position. Don't fuck it up.
John Hancock it.
Yeah. So I can do anything. I can handcuff you, tie you up with silk ropes. I can do whatever. And when we go in the bathroom, it's whatever. It's whatever I let it be. I'm in a good position. I don't know how else to say it. I like to be sexy. I like to rub my clit up against a kneecap or something.
I've done that before, but it wasn't, you know,
that
like, and it's so
good.
It really do. I've done that before. Oh my God, I thought I was like,
you can't be all dry trying to grind on somebody's hairy ass leg. You can't do no shit like that. But if you already naturally lubricated, you know what I'm saying, and you already give a head or whatever, and that fucking knee is right there, but you don't jump on that shit and get you in that off, you crazy as fuck. That's what I'm going to say. That's a one-on-one to me. If I put you in my mouth, I'm getting on that fucking knee, and I'm fucking moving like I'm rocking the boat. You think Aaliyah came back to this bitch. I'm twerking the middle, you feel me? Shit.
Yo. Black.
Don't get me excited.
I definitely do. Let me take this caller because that was so funny. I'm black. I'm going to pick at you because you are too quiet over there, and this shit is so hilarious to me. Because I want to fucking know, would you let him be drummer on your kneecap while you have her in your mouth?
Black came back thinking about that, like, damn, a bitch pacing on me and getting my leg all wet. Fuck, what the fuck I did? Hey.
Let me get to this call. The last four digits of your number is 1994. You're live on air.
Oh, yes. When I first heard the sister talking like that, I would say, well, how could she say that? But in reality, she's just keeping it real. The bottom line is, a lot of people are thinking it, but we don't say it. She says it. And sister, keep right on. I want to see your show too. I definitely want to see your show too, because that girl has to be something else.
Yeah,
see, a lot of people
think
that, but we don't say it. You are just keeping it real, so keep it coming on strong, sister. I'm listening to it and I'm digging this. You know, at first I said, how could she say stuff like that? But I thought about it. She's up to you. That's what we all think and feel, but we don't say it. We keep it aside because society tells us you gotta keep stuff like that to yourself. You can't. But in reality, you're just coming out with it. You're just being real with it.
Yeah, you know, sex in the Black community, man, is so taboo. It's not until recently where, I mean, you can even talk about masturbation, you know, and even
now
it's rare that people can sit around and talk comfortably about the things they like. But in my opinion, man, that's the only way we're going to really truly learn is from coming out and talking about the things we like and the things we don't like. And I'm just one woman, so I'm not, every woman is not going to fucking like riding noses like I like riding noses, but I'm going to tell you I like fucking riding noses. You know, I know that much about
Absolutely.
Me. I can tell
We're
you
all different.
This is what I like to do. You know what I mean?
As I've told your host a number of times, everybody's different. You know, we all have our different preferences, likes and dislikes. But the bottom line is, you know, what turns on one person will not turn on another. But I'm saying one thing, just your conversation is a turn on to me, you know. So, you know, I definitely would like to see your show, you know. Whenever.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you. Follow me on Twitter or, you know, check out my website. And I'll keep you posted. Like I said, I just got my own show, so on Monday. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, you know.
I'm going to check you out on www.rainpoetry.com, right? I'm definitely going to check you out.
That's what's up.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Daddy. I appreciate you. But looking out.
Keep it up.
I appreciate
keep it coming
that.
Strong. Keep it
for
coming
sure.
strong.
For sure. And I'm serious about writing that fucking nose. I'm not playing that bridge of the nose, the up and down, Nikki. Shit,
yes.
I'm not playing about that shit.
I fuck faces. Yeah, like I like to fuck a face. Like, you know what I mean? I like to ride the tongue.
I like that nose because, see, the tongue, they get the stroke in the tongue, and the tongue, the stroke be feeling good, but then they change up the stroke or miss the place. Like, right when you just need one more good stroke right there, the tongue gonna miss the mark. But, see, that nose, you got total control, and they don't even have to do any work. You can just fucking, write that shit, and then just wet their whole face up. That's what I like. Five of my fucking You know what I'm saying? Wet the whole ears, everything. You don't even know what happened. Yes, I busted. That's what the fuck happened. Yeah, I got a receipt too, nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
You're the only one can see some shit.
You are fucking hilarious. Black, Black, I want to know. You would let a female ride your nose?
Yeah, as long as I'm getting the proper amount of oxygen and shit.
Right. Somebody with control, that's less work for you. You'd be crazy to say no, because all you really have to do is just sit there and breathe hard.
Yeah.
You know
like
what
I mean? Said,
play with some
chicken. Sometimes people don't know what they're doing. They'll just sit on your motherfucking face and bounce on the shit, trying to crack your teeth and shit. You know?
Ooh. No. You have to have them show you on an egg first. See, that's you have to build trust. I have to do a lot of trust building. So when you have to build trust, you know, you pull out the egg and say, here, watch how I do this egg. And you squat down on that motherfucker and get your Sierra on, you know what I mean? And then they be like, oh, okay, well, if you didn't fuck the egg up, surely you won't fuck my nose up. And boom, next thing you know, you handcuff the motherfucker and it's on.
I'm going to try to say something, and I'm going to definitely let you know if I cracked it or not. I'm going to let you know if I cracked it or not, because, wow, riding the egg, I might get too into it. I really might crack the motherfucker.
No, you can't crack the egg, because then it's all bad. You can't get to the nose if you crack the egg.
Yeah, but, like, just, like, wow, that's wow. Riding the egg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what you think about that, riding the egg?
And it feels good on the clit, because your clit be all on fire, be all warm and swollen and hot, and just need something. Then you get that cold egg and just, you have to just do your leg workout. I don't know. It's just the legs. That's all.
I'm sitting here, like, I'm really about to go get an egg and, like, really try this out because I want to know.
You might as well. You might as well.
What you say, bud?
I said Nikki's going to go through a whole dozen eggs, yo.
I'm not going to go, like, that's just what I'm saying. Like, I want to do it right the first time, so, like, you know,
you might want to boil you some first just to get the feeling, and then refrigerate them and come back to the bitches the next day.
I'm gonna write you so, yeah, okay, that's smart, because I'm not a pro, and I definitely, because I was thinking about going right in the refrigerator, getting one right out the jacket.
You better put that fucking towel down first, and that's another situation I have. That's when you know it's bad. I've mastered my masturbation and know that when I get ready to go in both hands with, like, real that shit real serious, I have to put a towel down. I have to put a towel down. Or
really?
I'm going to be just doing
a towel.
But all that comes with getting to know yourself. You know what I'm saying? All that comes with getting to know yourself and what your body is.
Because, you know, I'm a masturbator. Like, I fuck myself, like, every day. Like, I just feel like it's only right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't deprive myself of shit like that, like a food, sex, and, you know, so I masturbate. If I can, throughout the day, if you know, I used to be so bad. I got addicted to the toy, the bullet, that I used to, like, carry it around with me everywhere. And the day that I stopped carrying it around with me was the day that it, like, kind of went off in my bag in front of, like, my uncle and my cousin. And I really couldn't play it off, like my phone was vibrating in my bag, but my phone was definitely in my hand.
Ooh. Right.
Like, no, that's my phone. It was fine. It was like, no, why? Why? And I was just like, I don't know. Like, how do you explain to your uncle and your cousin, like, we're just having a normal conversation? And I thought to myself, and the bad thing was, prior to that, I was at dinner. I was eating dinner with one of my girlfriends, and I just had it in the back because I used to be the one to, like, go to the bathroom, and if I masturbate, I would do it.
All you need is a carrying case.
Oh, my God.
You get a carrying case, that alleviates all of those problems. That's the only thing between you and a good nut during the restaurant session.
I need one. Don't let me be in your house, okay? And
oh,
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I'm going to
jump in the shower.
I'm going to run the sink water. You're going to be like, I know she's not washing her hands for that long.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we get clever when we need to let them go, boy. We get real clever. We do all kind of sneaky shit. Like, let me go check to see if something's in my trunk of my car. And before you know it, you're fucking sitting on the spare tire with your legs up on the backlights and shit.
Oh, my damn.
Try to get it in real quick one more time. It's like you can function better. I don't know if you smoke weed black, but, like, to me, that's what masturbation is like. It's like smoking that fire. You just get that boom. And I done got it down. I don't even use toys anymore. I'm so barbaric with it. How what you want to call it? I don't know. I done went back to square one. I don't even need a fucking battery no more.
Hands.
So I use my hands. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's so funny? Because I've tried that one day, and it took me, like, fucking an hour. Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
And I kept having to do a lot of finger licking, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was just trying to do that, and this is when I was like, I gotta get a toy because I can't, like, this shit takes forever.
I don't have to lick my fingers.
Only time I'm licking my fingers is if I want to taste my juices. You know what I mean? Because if I get to touching, that means I'm already excited. I don't touch myself to get excited. So if I'm touching, that means I'm already wet. My body's already ready to fuck. So I'm touching because I can't fuck, or I know I'm not finna fuck. So I'm gonna take these juices. I'm gonna do something with it, and then that's when I go down with the two hands and. And usually I touch myself a little something and like foreplay myself and then jump in the shower and let my man take control. But that's usually. Sometimes I let my hands work.
The thing is, I have to lick my fingers because it takes so fucking long. Because I'll be, yeah, of course, for me to go down there is because like I'm excited. You know what I mean? So when I go down there, okay, everything is cool, and then like I've been fucking rubbing. It's so goddamn long. I just fucking thought about what the fuck I need to go do for, like, food shopping wise, like, and then try to get back on track.
Oh.
Like, I'm
here trying to clear your mind. You gotta clear. But see, when I get to touching myself, I'm going in for the squirt. You know, I'm going in. I know what my
girlfriend is when I'm touching. I haven't mastered that. I really haven't.
What's that squirt? And you know, I just took some time with my body. I mean, that's all I did because I didn't have an orgasm until late in my life. Matter of fact, it took me so long to have an orgasm that I figured that I wasn't gonna have one. I figured I was one of the women in the percentile just not gonna fucking ever fucking have an orgasm. And then I did, you know what I'm saying? I did, touching on myself. I was like, oh, shit, like, this shit just happened. And I was like, oh, fuck, I know what the fuck that was. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, I was like, well, let me think, how did I get there again? And I had to remember the way. But once I remembered the way after that, I put that shit in my fucking memory like a fucking, what, something important.
But let me tell you, because, like, I've faced that issue, you know, before, you know, not being able to, like, I know, like, God, this is why head is so important to me, and you have to know what you're doing, because, like, that is, like, one of the mainstream ways, like, I'm going to have, like, my most orgasmic, you know what I'm saying, let off. But I remember, like, my very first boyfriend, my first, and I'll never forget, he was going away from college. He was a year older than me, and he was going away to college. And we, of course, he wasn't leaving yet, but he was going with his friends that were going to the same college. They were going to the college to get information. So they were basically going out there for the weekend. And I was chilling with him up until they got there, and we decided to, like, do a little quickie really quickly. And from the position that we were in, and I guess just the way that my body was pressed up against his, like, I started to feel, like, that orgasmic feeling, like, as something, we were having intercourse, but because we had to hurry up and we had to go, you know what I mean? It was just like, I felt it, but then the pressure went down, and then it was just like, fuck it, after that. And I'm like,
yeah. You and I have had many a side conversations, and you know, you're my personal project. I'm going to make sure by the time I'm done with you, I'm going to make sure you squirting. Black, we're going
to
make sure she's squirting by the time I get done with her. You feel me?
I need to. No, I got to. I really, that's like something, that's on my bucket list. That's on my motherfucking bucket list. And that's on my list. 100 things to do before I die, is one of them is squirt.
Oh yeah, and the sooner you do it, the better you, the happier you're gonna be, because you're gonna be doing it over and over and over and over and over and over.
But can you explain? But can you explain to the listeners though, like, exactly, because some people will be like, oh my gosh, like, and they like, I've heard a nigga like, fuck out of here, I don't want a bitch pissing all in my face. You know what I mean? So like, can you explain to the people who don't know exactly what, like, you know, because people think that it's pee.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can understand why they would think that. Even for a lady who hasn't experienced it, your first couple of times, this is what it's going to feel like, is that you're about to pee, you know what I mean? But it's not pee, and the best way to get over that is by just using the bathroom before you jump on the dick, and then that way you know in your heart, you know it's not piss. But, man, I don't know, you know what I mean? That puddle is not going to smell like urine. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a urine smell. That's how you're going to know. A bitch will piss on you and swear she was squirting, and you'll know because if that puddle is yellow and smell like piss, it was piss. You know what I mean? I've had guys tell me that that's happened to them before, and they look down and the puddle is yellow. You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you, my shit is clear. I can't speak for anybody else, but I fucking put a. It's gonna be wet, a brown circle. Horrible if we don't protect ourselves beforehand. But you know, if I'm fucking, I'll put a towel down before I fuck. But since it's just been me making love to myself, you know, I set the mood right for myself and get everything ready so I don't have to do all extra work afterwards. You know how a guy jacked off with a condom? When I was using my toy, I would put my toy between, like, keep my drawer, my panties on, and have my toy between, because my clit is just so sensitive, and I would just have the toy, and then I would just bust up my panties and then just take them off. I was like, that's horrible, that's lazy. But I don't know. I think everybody can be a squirter just because I wasn't at first, and now I am. So I'm just a firm believer that just push through. I like when I am forced to take it. You know, I like when I can't run, and so that's when I really show my ass. That's when you go get the best of me.
I like when it gets to that point, you know, when I feel like I want to run, but then I keep it in the back of my head, like, that's like the best part of the whole, this is
yeah.
when it gets to,
yeah,
you know,
when you can't run,
really getting good, right, when you, because, like, you know, I'm not a runner, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not, like, I will sit there and I will take it. You know what I mean? Like, don't just try to fucking abuse me, nigga. But, like, I would take it for the most part because it's just dick. But, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I know it's getting really good. Like, when I feel like I want to run.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, I come more when I'm with a guy, I'll come quicker with his tongue than I will with his dick because I prefer to have clitoral stimulation.
Me too. Me
too. You know what I'm saying? So I'll come quicker off some head than I will a nigga just. You know what I'm saying? Like, that feels good. And that feels real good if you let me just touch myself, too, while you're doing that. You know what I mean? Like, we have to put the combination together. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool for everybody.
So that's how I am, too. That's why I always had it so important to me because, like, that clitoral stimulation, like, ain't nothing to fuck with. Oh, my gosh.
Some women they prefer vaginal stimulation and that's what it comes down to, taking time and learning each other and because everybody's gonna be different but you can take the time to learn that person and their differences and what and I like doing that. I like saying, you know what I mean, Black, if we laying up and I kiss you right there on your D'Angelo curve, you know that one. I kiss you right there, Black, and you say, oh, then I know that if I do something to you, so I don't have to go back there and keep doing that, but I know, like, I play your body like an instrument, you know what I'm saying? I know I could go to the other side, and most likely I'm going to have that same effect, too, when I hit right there, oh, okay, that's what it is, you know what I mean? And I'm going to go around, and I'll come back to that spot later when I want to hear that, and work it. That's how I like to do my shit. I take my time and learn you, you know, whether this is going to be our only time and you know it or whether you have hopes of coming back. Whatever our situation is, I take my time to learn you.
I know Black is like, Black, how you feeling over there?
I'm good. I ain't scared of you, motherfucking man. I'm just sitting here. Notating, checking on Twitter. You know,
I miss
the shit that Rain is talking. I hear it.
I hear it.
I mean, yeah, that's the beautiful thing about what I do is like the author Zane. You know, she writes incredible novels. And she can kind of hide behind her character. She can be like, no, Anna Mae is saying she want a finger in her booty hole. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have a character to hide behind. You know, everything I'm spitting is genuine. And you don't have to believe it. That's a beautiful thing about art. It's open for interpretation. You know, a lot of people ask me, how much of that is you? How much of that is not? And you know what? Everybody who I lay with can tell you what it is. And I don't feel any pressure to prove myself to anybody who hasn't been with me. You know what I mean? But just know I like to have fun. And anybody who knows me knows I like to have fun. That's all I do. And you can translate that how you want.
well motherfucking said. Well said. So with that being said, before we keep rocking out with At Rain Poetry, and I know we definitely do have a caller, but you won't have to wait because I definitely want to get into a commercial break and then kick it back on All Vibes Radio with At Rain Poetry. I'm so motherfucking, I'm just intrigued. I'm over here like, tell me more, because you know I'm going to fucking try that egg trick. But I'm going to boil my egg. I am. I'm going to do two.
You gotta boil the egg and refrigerate it.
That's why is it cheating? It's not cheating because I'm lucky. Like I'm starting out because like she said again, when my clit is gonna be up against the boiled egg. So and you know you lock in it. You know you gotta you know you could spin an egg like the top or whatever. So I gotta keep my balance. I gotta get my like she said my Sierra on, and I gotta lock that shit and not break it. So I think that I would want to blow my eggs first because I really want to try this. Because I'm going to ride somebody's nose. Not like next week.
I encourage you. Try that shit.
I am. So yes. You definitely let's go, Black. Let's go. Let's get some commercial break so we can get back.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, and when she show a nigga love, make me want to give it up. Give up all the games and make them my main thing. I just hope that she likes me.
For every time that I met her, I stepped my game up because I had to come better. She shut me down a few times, but I'm a go-getter. Intellectual mind, it's a go-figure. She got the right mindset, framework symmetrical. Plus the walk is mean and the hair game is flawless. Had to do my homework, make sure I wasn't boring. Find out what she like and what's more important. Why she like to smile so early in the morning. I like what I see and how she's performing. I love the way she smells, the whole presentation. The number one reason why my heart is kinda racing. I see why they hating other dudes, they be gaming. Cause they don't understand how the world got me pacing. It's the number one reason why her pack is so amazing.
And when she show a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make her my main thing. I just hope that she likes me.
Laughing and giggling, chilling in the park, playing my cards right, my mission to achieve. Target all locked, next move to proceed. Pull out the flowers and wait for her smile. Next, grab a hand, give a little stare. Pull a little closer and whisper in the air. You were so damn beautiful, your mind since day one. Wanted to know because it came from the heart. Pull out the champagne, she try to figure you out. Give a little sip, then lick it off her mouth. Do a little singing, you love the way she melt. Now put your glass in the air, do a little toast. Now pull out your box, it's time to seal a deal. Grab one of her hands, then take a nib. Open the box slowly, wait for the moment. As soon as the eyes get big, you know that she can't hold it. Baby, will you marry me?
Yeah. And when she show a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make her my main thing. I just hope that she like me. Show a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make her my main thing. I just hope that she like me.
Yes, 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 y'all. Y'all definitely live rocking out with us on All Vibes Radio.
with me, y'all, Nikki Vibes, a.k.a. How's Your Head Game? I really want to fucking know. And we got Irene Poetry in the building. And we got Brooklyn Black. Yeah, shout out to everybody that's fucking with me and Rain on Twitter right now. That's funny.
2,000 eggs.
Shout out to Mr. Underscore Chris Underscore P, who fucking said I would need about 2,000 eggs. I want to know why. Why would I need 2,000 eggs? That's a lot of eggs.
And he said, pull the fan out.
He got jokes. He got a lot. He got so much fucking jokes.
Yes.
That's what's up, Chris.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Chris. I'm about to fuck you up. ZDM.
Shout out to y'all, Nikki and you know, Brooklyn. Y'all doing your thing. Y'all keeping it up in this midday. You know, the VMAs is on and people still tuning in. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Y'all doing your
thing. Yes, definitely. I'm definitely going to talk about this shit next week when I catch it. But I definitely do want to get into this call really quickly. Last 4 digits of your number is 2908.
You're live on air. Hey, what's
up, this is Monte. Hey, what's going on, Monte?
What's up, Nikki, Rain, Black? How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, Rain, if you didn't know, at @evil_Monte is definitely one of the All Bob's promoters. So I'm happy that he called in. What's going on, Monte?
Now, you know, I'm watching the VMAs and been listening in since 8 to y'all at the same damn time. So, you know, I had to represent and show y'all some love and, you know, just be supportive. And to Rain, I just want to say that I appreciate the fact that you appreciate art just as much as I do. And you love it just like I love it because, you know, I enjoyed your poem earlier. And, you know, I write poetry and do little short stories. So it's always a beautiful thing to be able to meet people who share the same love for something as you do. So, you know, much respect to you. And
thank you.
I appreciate the fact that y'all talking about, you know, the whole getting to know y'all bodies earlier, too. Because I think that's really important, you know, because I feel like every female should learn their body because you can't get mad at a dude that you fucking with and you saying that he's not pleasing you, but it's like how he's going to please you if you don't know how to please yourself. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's important to know that. So, you know, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, Mad Love, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling and pushing one, and I'm glad you appreciate art as well, man. It's you know, we only have so many things we brought into the world. A lot of things we have to acquire, but some things are just inside of us. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that you appreciate my appreciation. You know what I'm saying? And keep listening because I got another piece to spit, and I'd love to hear your stuff. So follow me on Twitter if you're not already, and let's connect. Let me hear what you're working with.
Most definitely. I mean, I can hit you with one right now, right quick, you know, so.
You know, if y'all got me
at Rain Poetry, R-E-I-G-N. Make sure you let me know you're following me. All right. All right,
that's what's up.
Oh,
Nikki, you people are so cool.
I know, the all-bars moment. But Monte, yes, keep listening. And if we have time, I definitely want to hear what you have to say, but I'm definitely want to let Rain be able to share her next piece with everybody. So just keep rocking out with us. And what you said, Black?
They need to get the ocean ready, set.
Get the ocean ready?
Get the lotion?
Oh, yeah, get the lotion. Niggas got me
the lotion. Get the lotion.
If I was a nigga, I would grab Vaseline. Vaseline's just so much thicker. I would grab Vaseline. Maybe Vaseline is too much. I don't know. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I like how Vaseline looked better compared to the lotion as well.
I want some like consistency. You know what I'm saying? Just from rubbing Vaseline on my body. You know what I'm saying? Just like I will rub Vaseline. But whenever you're ready, Rain, I just let's go because my legs is wide open.
Let's do it. And
I love the glamour trick. He did have a sexy voice. I was wondering, like, is he stroking his dick while he talking to us? Right. I was like, ooh, he breathing all heavy. I was like, you better watch how the fuck you talk to me, Tay. Shit. All right, I'm ready for the next one. This one's called Please Sit Down. Here we go. You ready, Black?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Like, I rather that. Sit the fuck down and relax me, please. I'm talking about right now, climax your main squeeze. Let me exhale my release. Put some buckle in my knees. Twist my hair around your fingers and proceed lightly. Sit the fuck down before we start fighting, please. That's twice I've asked nicely. Politely. Now, I apologize in advance if my ways aren't inviting or exciting, but the reality of the situation is I need to bust nightly. And now that you're home, Daddy, sit the fuck down and put your babies inside me. Inside of my mouth right there on the couch, assume your favorite position and let me caress your arouse. Suggest that somehow I taste while upside down and swallow, not waste, all of the first round. Make you proud of your desire, then press my chest against your crown. Damn. Sit the fuck down. Please, maybe switch it up and let your tongue roam on me. Let you can't lick enough. Let me can't bust too much. What? Run it down your chin and the crack of my stuff. Body soaking wet, waterfalls of love juices race to the wet spot like the fountain of youth. Shit. Intoxicating fluids, like I'm fucking drunk while we do it. Must be the funk, because you're my bass and love music. Now, how that sound? Whatever you do, Daddy, just please, please sit the fuck down. Hey.
Okay. The fuck down. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sit the fuck down, nigga. I'm not done with you. Sit the fuck down, nigga. I'm out to hands with you. Oh,
shit. I want to.
Oh, I was going to go in real quick. I got lost. Yo,
oh,
I really did. Y'all have to come up with my own rendition of Sit the Fuck Down, me. I swear to God. Yo, that's what's up. Black, what you think about that?
Yo. I wish I could a lady that can talk to a nigga like that and just treat him like that.
What?
That's
what it's a fucking turn on. If a nigga sits the fuck down like that, and you know, it's just, that's it. What? He's so still my legs crossed.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Sit the fuck down. Sometimes you got to talk to him like that, you know, because they be thinking they running things, so you got to let them know, you know what I mean? Sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up, and shit, we finna.
Shut the fuck up.
Shit, fuck your face. One time.
Sit the fuck down. I'm about to fuck your nose.
Right. Now. Relax me, please. Climax your main squeeze. Shit, daddy, come on, motherfucker. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bust. Just
stop. Shout out to anyone who said damn, just like that.
But all of it.
Just like that. And Sam Spartan.
You're right, baby. That's the classic. When I hit the mic with that one, when I go live with that one, people be like, rewind. I can't even get two lines out of my mouth, and they like, rewind. It takes me like a half an hour to spit that shit live.
I want to not pay because I don't want to take all your goodies out the bag, but like I want to hear something else. If you can. All right,
I'm ready. I'll stay ready. All right. That way I don't have to get ready. You ready?
Okay. Yes, I love it.
Lose control. Right. He can't control himself around me, and he actually admitted this with his own actions proudly. Chest poked out, he cleared his throat and moaned loudly. And I came fast. See, it's because this one thing he did, the way he pulled my hair, aroused she. And I don't usually swear so casually, fuck. But it's weird, you know, how he gets worked up in an instant. Like my hands somehow have powers prolific. And he doesn't have to say what his body language is spitting, because something about my bae is different. Soft shakes when we touch and we caress with intention. The line thin between lust and divine intervention. The way he begs me for lunch, I love sexual ambition. I feed him 3 times a day. I fill him up, wet his lips, and he pulls me tighter and rearranges my position and strokes his tongue faster, harder, and holds me down from shifting. And I be wanting to run. I get so embarrassed by my liquids. Black, I soak up all of everything once he figures what the trick is. I leave the surface glistening. In an instant, he's listening to moans barely falling off my lips, and of course, he's somehow empowered by this. Before the long strokes begin, he stands back and admires his workmanship, serenades his love with his best verses next, like, flex, time to have sex. And then there's the real test. I got to throw it back to let him know that this is the best. Hey.
Yo, that Jamaican part was dumb funny just now. Because I really just, I wanted to hear, I just wanted, like, when you said it, I could just imagine the fucking, just the song, like, fucking coming in the background, that fucking Jamaican classic beat, yo. Oh, shit. I want to be, like, I'm telling you, like, it's, it might sound, like, so childish and kiddish of me, like, but I want to be able to talk like that. Like, I'm telling you, like, I rhyme so elementary, like, I'm going to be the one to be, like, cat, hat, sat. Yeah, I got really little words, like, to, you know what I'm saying, to back up so it can sound like it's rhyming. And, I, you know, I always try to play it safe, but that's some real shit. And, like, everybody needs to fucking follow her. And everybody needs to just support what she does, because, like, this is just only the half. This is just, this is just something light, something just a preview, because
definitely very much preview.
She goes in, and if you hear how she just says it to you, imagine when she's performing the shit, and you be the lucky nigga to sign that waiver and sit your ass, sit your ass up on that stage. Go wherever she go. Let her grind up on your kneecap. That's what it is.
Yeah. All of that. What you think, Black? I'm warming up.
It's yeah, cool. You got it, Sad. You got it, Sad.
But now, all of a sudden, like, his voice just, like, he's just, his voice seems like, yeah, like, you got it. Black is funny. I'm telling you, Black, because I'm pretty sure if a female talks to you like that, like, I know just, I'm like, how
that shit don't happen, though.
Huh?
That shit don't happen, though.
But do you want that? Like, do you want that? Is that something that you want?
I feel like, you know, once in a blue, you know, I come home from a long day or some shit. Yeah. But some women, if they think that,
huh?
Right.
The fuck down.
hey, look, and I'm gonna take y'all out with a classic. But I'm Black. You know what I want to do for real? I want a movement, man, to be so serious. I want women to know it's okay to say these things out loud. You don't have to be ashamed to have desires.
But wait, because I always, you know, like when I talk like this, you know. I mean, I'm not, you know, for those who know me, they know that this is me. You know what I'm saying? For all those, you know, who know Nikki, they know that this is me. But, like, the people who don't know, like, they are harsh, you know, with, like, their little statements and shit and their judgments. I mean, I don't cry over it, but it's just, like, damn, like,
right,
I'm nothing like that.
Just because you like sucking dick. I like sucking dick, but I haven't done it.
I love it.
My mouth waters just thinking about it.
Me
you
too.
Know, I like fucking.
Oh,
I like talking about fucking, but I haven't had no dick in me that when I practice my Kegel exercise, I damn near bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I like talking about this shit don't necessarily make me a hoe, and that's why I appreciate the brother's comment earlier, the first one that called in and said he liked that I like the art, and I love that about him because appreciate it for the art that it is, because love is an art. You know what I mean? And take time and stroke each other and paint that beautiful picture. It don't have to be rushed. You can relax and just enjoy the moment. Just live. You know, don't worry about the stresses of the world. Just live and learn yourself so that you can help your man. Because if you can know how to squirt sitting at home by yourself, then believe me, you can show your man how to help you achieve that, and he want to see it.
Exactly. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you should hold like some classes and seminars, because I will be in the first row. Like, I'm really, because I'm a very sexual person, you know what I mean? And like, I'm getting so mad, like, yeah, when people, you know, when they base their judgment off of what I say. But I'm like, what I tell you is what I want you to know, you know what I'm saying? And if I can tweet it, if I can Facebook, if I can Instagram it, if I can, you know what I'm saying, text it to you, it's just what I want to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's no harm intended, but yes, females need to be more comfortable, because niggas talk like that all the time, and they just get, like, it's just like a double standard. They talk like that all the time, and it's nothing. It's entertainment. It's funny. It's comical. But when a female talks about it and her getting off and them saying, it's like, damn, she's a fucking whore. She's a slut. She fucking rides me. Damn. Like, but when a nigga talk about stuffing a bitch head to, you know, with his dick to a head burst, it's like,
right,
that's funny. Like, it's ha ha word, nigga. You know what I mean? That's fucked up.
And I'm a strong advocate. Believe it or not, I really am a strong advocate of meeting a stranger and fucking the shit out that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I just have been cool for a minute because my career really taken off, and I want to just concentrate and appreciate my blessings and recognize them. But hey, let me tell you, I don't see nothing wrong with going to a club and finding the finest motherfucker in there, and you as a lady going to get a hotel room and bringing that motherfucker back to the room with a bottle and a bag or however you do it, you know what I'm saying? And then showing him a good time and then smacking him on the ass and sending him along the way without even getting his number. I just want to fucking rock you one time. Here's the cab money or whatever. Get back to where you going. Is 20 enough? Would that be enough? You know what I'm saying? You know, do you for real? Because just know what you want. Don't let other people's opinions influence, you know, how you live your life, because you hear, you know what I'm saying? And no matter whatever group of people you try to please, there's going to be another group turning their nose up about that performance. So you got to be comfortable in your skin at one point and live for you. Live for you. You know,
I always say that if anybody knows, I rock out on my show every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Like, that's just like the main thing I say at the end of my show. I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you know what I'm saying, got going on or what you're doing. Because as long as it's, you know, not hurting anybody or whatever, if it's working for you, then fuck it. Why care? You know what I mean? Like, and yes, like, I always treat, like, females be wanting a dick just as much as men with the pussy. So I don't understand, you know, what the whole talk is about when we express that. Because when you guys express that in those words and in that way, that's basically, like, your hint or you telling us that, like, I want you to come ride this dick. Like, I'm ready to fuck you. So,
I mean, you know what, Nikki? It wasn't until recently, like, everybody thought women just only wanted to settle down and men only wanted to just fuck, but that's not really what it is. You know, different people are at different stages in their life, and men and women at certain points just want to fuck, and men and women at different points of their lives want to settle down. You know, so you got to find someone who's at, you got to find someone, if you just want to fuck, you got to find someone who just wants to fuck and let that be what it is. You know, don't go fuck someone who want to settle down. That don't work. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know where you are in order to know what you're looking for. So it's a whole big game. But as long as you know what I mean, as long as you pay attention, it's pretty easy to maneuver through. It ain't no issues.
So what do you have to say? What do you have to say to the females that, you know, they're confused right now. They don't know
if they want to settle down with someone and they don't know if they just want to just do the whole, you know what, I'm just going to go fucking and keep it moving. Like, you know, like, what do you say to little females that they right now they're indecisive of what they want to do because, you know, they know themselves. So, you know, they know that maybe they can't, they know them in their history with relationships. You know what I mean? And they don't just want to do the whole fucking thing because they don't want to feel like somewhat out of place. Like, I'm just fucking this nigga. It's not even nothing. Like, what do you have to say to those females? Like, do you encourage them to just keep masturbating?
Yeah, I would say that's what you would have to do and learn yourself because, I don't know, I kind of find it hard to believe that you don't know what you want. You either want to just fuck or you want to be, like, in love, you want to be loved up, or you want to be wifed up. It's just one of those three things. You either want to be fucking, honeymoon, or in a complicated relationship, in some long-term type shit. There's really nothing in the middle of those three things. And if you can't figure out which three things you are, then, yeah, you need to sit back and take some time and learn you and what you really want and where you're really going. And the best way is to just, I'm telling you, the best way is touching on yourself, getting you a shower head that you can fucking take off and put up under you and hit level 3 and 5. That's the ones that work for me. You know what I mean? Find you some shower head settings that fucking, like I got one that licks me good and then I hit the other one and that shit fucks the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? I take time to learn my shower head even. It's my boyfriend right now. But you got to learn yourself. And then when someone comes along, you know what I mean, you can show them, and you know, I've talked to you, so you know other things that I do, but I enjoy myself, but I've been being good. I don't know how to say it. Y'all would be like,
trust me, because I fuck myself, because I always say, can't nobody fuck me like me, like, you know, I know exactly, like, you know, like, when I'm masturbating, like, I'm in it more so just to come, like, I want, like, to meet. Really, sometimes, like, there's no point of me, like, really getting so deep into the masturbation because I would rather waste all that time and energy, like, actually fucking somebody. So when I'm masturbating, it's mostly just to get off that urge, that fixation, that little tingly sensation or whatever have you. I got to fix this real quick. I know what to do. I know what works. Turn it on, and then
that makes the tingle go away, right? It just makes the tingle go away.
It came on and it's fucking now. It's gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go to sleep. But I mean, I just sometimes like you. I would miss the physicalness of it, like the ass grabbing and the fucking the hair pulling and.
I be doing all that. I slap my ass while I'm masturbating and pull my hair and shit. Like, oh, you motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I get to talk and shit like a motherfucker really, like that really did movie. And she like, is you, okay, you know what I'm saying? I do. I don't know. My imagination is something serious. It's something serious, but
if I fucking, I would I've tried and I've cracked up, like, smacking my own ass. You know, like, talking to myself, like, I just, like,
I'm going to get you there. I'm not even worried about you. I'm going to get you there. So all the listeners just know, you know what I mean, after Rain get done with Nikki, she gonna be like, now, y'all remember when? Before.
Yes. I love the before and after.
The
before
and after.
Right.
See about that.
You said we shall see about that. You don't believe in me, Black. You don't believe that.
That's all right. He's a naysayer.
I'm not a naysayer. I'm more of a you can show me better than you can tell me person.
I know what I'm capable of. So I mean, I've been working with her, so I already know what we're dealing with, and I'm excited about. And I've been setting up plans, Nikki. No, I've been setting up plans to get it out here. She gonna be like, oh yeah.
Actually, when I go out there to check Rain, y'all, and I still having to do my show, like y'all gonna see a totally. I'm gonna sound so motherfucking chill. I'm gonna probably have sprints like 12 times before. It's 8 o'clock, and I'm gonna be so fucking chill. Like I can't wait. Like like she said, like, she only knows, like, my weaknesses and my strength areas. She knows, like, a fucking rock the mic. No problem.
Yeah.
So she knows certain things. So you like how I put that right, rock the mic?
What did you say, Black?
I said, the lips she got, she better.
Hey, we're gonna get Nikki from up underneath that fan. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, shit.
Nikki from up underneath that fan, baby. And then it's finna be on. I'm talking about, because look, Nikki, I believe, you know what I'm saying, like even that evening, you know what I'm saying, if everything would have just stayed connected, you would have had you a new experience then.
I think so. But because of the fan and everything, and, I was in a totally another world because of the fan, the fucking fan.
Ice cubes in the mouth. Black, let me ask you, do you like phone sex?
It depends on who.
Oh, my God.
You do? You do?
Just answer yes or no.
It depends on the kind?
Yeah, no, it depends on who it's with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I tried it and it really did work out well with Shorty. So they'll be like, yeah, I'll call you back and not call it for like another 3 weeks. You know, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm good to stand somebody up, even on phone sex. I stand a motherfucker up one time. You're like, damn, I only got you one time on the phone, bitch. I didn't even get to.
One time was good for me. No lie.
Hey, you're lucky to get that for real. A lot of people don't even get that far. But look, let me tell you, Black, I've encountered some people in my life who have had some amazing phone sex. Like, for some reason, we've just been able to click, and I've been able to really enjoy myself over the phone with them and have had, like, repeated sessions with them. I know what they like. I know that they're going to surprise me with some shit, and I'm going to dig it. You know what I mean? Like, a beautiful thing to the point where I encourage other people to at least give that shit a shot, because that's where the fuck it at. That's where it's at, especially if you don't have somebody there with you and you're gonna touch yourself anyways. Like, I'll call you and just be like, can you just listen to me moan? Like, I don't know what you're doing. But I just want to touch myself. Can you hear me? Will you just listen to me touch myself? Please. Please. You know what I mean? So you get to learn at somebody.
I've had good phone sex and I've had bad phone sex. Like, my bad phone sex was with a nigga that was in jail. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, nigga, you're dead ass in the booth right now. Like, I'm quite, like, the whole time, like, can anybody see you? Can anybody hear you? I hear people in the background. Niggas was like, yo, like, your 15 minutes is up. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Phone check, homie.
Huh?
Phone check.
Word, like, and then it was
right,
just like... And I was just like, oh, my God, like, you know what I'm saying? And then he's telling me, like, oh, I can't hear you. Nigga, I can't hear you, but I know not
right.
to actually speak up. You know what I mean? Because where you
right.
are.
You don't
so
need
he,
to let everybody hear what you're doing. You know what, Nikki? I used to not really get into the phone sex thing because I didn't understand it. So I would just be like, I would be over here, and a guy would call and be like, so what you wearing? And I would be like, you know, nothing. what you touching? Everything. You know what I'm saying? And he gets talking, and I would just start moaning and just be like, hit him with the moans or whatever, just the stuff that I know he wants to hear. But after a while, I was like, well, shit, if he's really over there jacking off, and I'm just sitting here watching TV, why are you fucking touching yourself? At least I might as well touch myself. So once I started really touching myself and then letting those moans be genuine through the phone, it changed my whole perspective of phone sex. Like once I really started going in, like, if you want me to put that ice cube on my clit, I will. You know what I mean? If you want me to stop touching myself until you tell me I can, I will. If you want me to slap my ass or suck my knuckle, whatever you do, I'm saying, I will.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
just saying, like, because sometimes I'll, like, niggas be over-exaggerating. Like, I want you to fucking, like, they just be asking you shit that you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that they know you can't do right now. Like, I want you to put one leg behind your head. I want you to fucking, you know what I mean?
No, they're not the ones you call back. You find somebody that's good at that shit. You find somebody who know how to hold your hand and walk you through that shit. And when you get off the phone, you feel like you accomplished something every time. You find that one. And that's the fucking one you call, and that's the one who answers. For real.
I just want a nigga to fucking, you know what I want? I want him to call me and tell me I'm about to come sex you. And then come fuck me. For real, give me that phone, warning, like I'm coming to fuck you. Just come, so I can put the egg away. Or if you want to see, turn on my new move. I keep the egg, the egg out.
The egg.
I can keep the egg out. I have to show you something, but the phone sex. I mean, you know, I've done it and. Like I told you, I have some bad experiences. I have some okay ones, but I'm more into like I said again, I'm a physical person. Like I'm such a physical person. Shout out to give me the punani too. She tried to call in, but because we ran into overtime and she called in after 10, she's definitely gonna get the automated voice message. But shout out to her and everybody else that said that they trying to call, but it's after 10, buddies. And if you no, for real, like only those, and if you listening, if you you know,
oh,
people listening right now, it's because you have faithfully been a true supporter and stayed on the line with us all the time. So you still get to hear everybody else that is trying to hear the conversation that keeps tweeting me and DMing me. They cannot hear it. They're definitely getting.
Oh yeah, they cut off. They cut off.
It's cut off. So definitely,
and y'all could call them back in, but they'd have to be super special. Y'all really could. It's a way y'all could call them back in, where they could jump back in, but they have to be something real special for y'all to have to do that, I imagine.
Word.
Yeah, they gotta be super duper special, like right.
right. Right. But y'all, you know, mad love for y'all just holding it down. I appreciate y'all. Know I'm excited about the new show. And yeah, I'm not telling what you're going to get coming from me. So this the first interview I've even done since the transition. And I got a couple more set up. So I love that I came to rock with y'all. I love that y'all going into overtime with me. I hold it down. I mean, I'm a rider. So, you know, I'm here. I got all my habits real close to me.
Black
shout out to you. I love you. You was rocking. That song, I was over here. I got to take it off a layer of clothes fucking with you in that last motherfucking song, nigga. You know what I mean?
Where I need to know who that's by. So when I'm alone and I got my headset on and I'm fucking getting in relax mode, I can fucking do something. That's my worst habit. But shout out to Iran Polish Booth. Shout out to her. Like, I'm telling you, everybody, please. www.rainpoetry.com. Follow on Twitter at rainpoetry. If you happen to miss tonight's show, it is definitely recorded. I will definitely share it back with you guys. If you want it, let me know to hear the playback. As well as just like check her out. If you need any more information about her, what she got going on, you can definitely hit me up. And whatever I know, I'll definitely share on her behalf because we definitely do be working together in so many different ways. And please, like, I remember when I first met Rain and she had, like, 300 followers. And ever since I started just, like, talking to her, and we just been kicking it. Her ass and got 1,000 followers on me. So congratulations to you because I thought when you was at 999, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm about to get her 1,000 followers on me.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad. I'm happy for the movement, that the movement's finally kicking, because the radio show, you know, the radio show I came from, we were doing really big numbers. So, you know, I don't expect anything less going into the new show, and everything's exciting. I appreciate the love y'all show me. All bars movement is so serious. I appreciate all the love from the all bars movement. It is non-sexy every day with y'all. Come and check me out at noon.
And just stay posted. I'll give y'all the information ASAP. As soon as I get it, y'all got it. You know what I mean?
Yes, check
yes.
it out. They do.
Yes. And, like, we're about to get up out of here. Because I'm about to definitely go, y'all think I'm joking, I'm about to go fucking bounce on an egg. And if anybody wants to know how the outcome came, definitely tweet me, and I'll keep it real all the time, so I'll definitely let you know if I cracked the egg, if I fucking slipped, fell, if I got off on it, if it felt good to me, if it didn't,
You don't have eggshells in her pussy, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm not. Why are they trying to play me when you say that, though? Like, I don't have a mind.
Automatically, I love me some you. Sometimes my greed gets in the way with my morals, sadly. I be wanting you more all the time, badly. Fill me up 3 times in the morning, suck you to sleep, knock you off snoring. Soaking our bodies, I'm the ultimate rewarder, and wet spots exist in every corner. And I only know English, but te quiero ahora. Mi dija sentarse en su cara, si, and yo no really hablo español, but I do know that we could fuck from now until tomorrow. Go hard like overtime and call it fifth quarter shit. There's the board, let's go over it. Cross the lines like never before, and while you hit it from the back, I'm a Kama Sutra performer. And I'll get into at least one of my fetishes for you. Maybe throw on an outfit too, become the best of oral surgeons, ooh. Dr. Rain on call for you for certain. It's a turn on to watch you be shy while you're jerking. Then I bust hard when you put it on my chest or down my throat when I'm thirsty. And I be knowing your next move almost like we rehearsed it. You bend my legs back and like all of my tats, the pain that comes along with you is well worth it. You punish me and I fucking deserve this. Honestly, I kind of like when it hurts. Then I slow it down and stand back and watch you catch it in your mouth when my kitty slow squirts. Hey.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. Yes. So, Grand Poetry is definitely that bitch that you need to just stay in tune with, because she definitely, she's it. Like, I can't even express the words. And I'm just so happy that she's just, like, my sister from another mother. Like, I'm about to, it's going to really be some shit, Rain, when I come out there, when we do get up. It's going to be some shit, because we're going to go live.
Yeah, I'm going to put myself in a motherfucking suitcase.
Okay. And don't put myself in a suitcase? Or you're going to put yourself in my suitcase?
Yep.
Yes. Yep. See, I'm black. You know, I'm gonna try to get past security. I'm gonna hold you down.
Right.
Like,
cool. We're gonna need a cameraman, so that's cool.
Yes. We're gonna get it popping.
You gonna be the cameraman, black? You gonna hold the camera for us?
Sure.
She said sure.
Be like, whatever y'all need me to do.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, come up on the camera, like, y'all see this shit?
Sure, I'll make sure the motherfucking tripod works and it stays in position and everything. I got you.
Y'all know, like, I'm like, I forget her name. Like, I forget her fucking name. It's the porn star. Oh, my gosh. But, like, I'm so like her. Like, for some reason, you know, especially when I'm into it, like, I could just be, like, really, like, I let go. Like, so I could be, like, I'll say a whole bunch of fucks and hell fucking yes. Like, I get, you know, I get into it. So it's going to be some shit. Like, because, Rain, I know you a moaner. You like to,
Mm-hmm.
So I want to like fucking ass and shit. It's going to be something crazy.
You
had a symphony? We're going to get out of here. Thank you. Shout out to iGlamour Check. Shout out to Angel Sweet. I know when she hears the podcast, she can be like, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
You already know. Man, I love the Angel.
Angel, yes. Well, she's definitely on the road ripping and running his own business. Definitely be back with us. And I'm shout out to everybody at Stay Inspiring, at Evil _ Monte, at Glamour Chick 81, at Mr. _ Chris _ P, at James calling from the Bronx. Shout out to everybody that supports the movie. Shout out to all my fans, my Twitter followers. Y'all be cracking me up. Like, I wish half of y'all would stop hiding in my DMs, though, and say that funny shit via Twitter so I can retweet that shit, because y'all funny, y'all keep me going, and it's just, before I go, Black, I just really wanted, somebody really have the audacity to, like, really, like, and please, if you have a girlfriend, or if you, you know, and y'all both follow each other, and she, you know, and y'all have that relationship where she's jealous, or she's very insecure, like, please handle that, or I don't think you should have a Twitter or talk to anybody, per se, if you're going to be an artist, just promote your music, because I wish another bitch would fucking step to me in my mentions again about anything that I say to her man that I was unaware of, you know what I'm saying, like, overall, like,
wait,
don't have... Excuse me?
Wait, so some artist girlfriend hit you up on Twitter?
First of all, it's an artist who definitely wanted to submit music, but, you know what I'm saying, like, everybody, y'all all fucking know me, like, when I do one, when I do the M-W-A-U-H, it's just like, I talk to all my followers like that, men and female, you know what I'm saying, like, I really do, like, it's just like saying thank you, you know what I'm saying, some people fucking say hug, XOXO, I choose to say that's what the fuck I say, and a lot of people don't feed it, I mean, you have, you know, some people that really be like, oh, shit, this kiss for me, great, I mean, yeah, for you, I have to see you, right? You know, some people that don't even fucking pay it no mind. It's just like, thanks, good looking, and retweet the shit. But I did not know that his girlfriend came out of nowhere. Like, she probably didn't follow me. I'm not following her. And she basically just hit me in my mention, like, wow, like, yeah, don't ever do that shit again, or And then he said to me, like, and then I guess, like, she, you know, like, I had to click on her fucking bio. I mean, her page, and when I saw that his name was in the bio, okay, but bitch, we're not following each other, and I don't know you from a whole world. I don't know your man. Your man has been following me for fucking ever. So, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not even following him back. That's just the whole funny thing. So, I don't know who he is, but he sent me a very nice personalized shout-out, which made me send him back that comment. Like, I just said, Mwah, thank you. You know what I mean? Nothing more, nothing less. And she really has the audacity to get in my mentions like that. And then he, I guess she chewed his head off, and he felt like he had to be a sucker and tweet me like, oh, well, my girlfriend doesn't like what you said, so can you please not say it again? Black.
Yo, that's some craziness, but definitely if you...
No, it's some fuckery, you know what I'm saying? And it really is, like, first of all, like, there was no disrespect intended. Like, I have to let her know, have a great relationship with your man and have a very wonderful day, because, like, I really wanted to go in on her. Like, because I know couples that have Twitter accounts that are following one another, whether they're going to have each other in their bios or not, whether they tweet each other every day saying, I love you, babe, shout out to my wifey, like, you know what I'm saying, my girlfriend, at so-and-so-and-so every now and then, that's what they do. They know that it's Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have control over what my followers say to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sorry, like, whatever comes out their mouth, onto their fingertips, into the tooth to me, like, I can control certain things. Like, I don't have to retweet, or I can, you know, if I feel disrespected, I can say something. But overall, like, I don't take that Twitter shit serious. Like, it's nothing. Like, you don't even know half of the people that talk to you. So for her to really, and then tell me, like, I talk to every female that steps out of line like that. I was out of line? I just feel like this. If you have a girlfriend that's fucking insecure, like, please, like, don't tweet me. Don't tweet me. You don't even have to send me a shout out. Like, just if you're going to be a follower just to be nosy and to keep up with what I got going on or what I'm saying, do that. But because if you don't check it, I damn sure will. I really will, because I think that that's so disrespectful. Before she even came out her face and said, you know, well, that's my man, and you, you know, whatever, respect. But when you fucking, bitch, I don't know you. Where did you come? Like, damn. But with that being said, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on or about you. As long as it's not incriminating, as long as it's not defamating, slandering anybody's character or your character, do you. And remember, if you have a fucking jealous boyfriend or girlfriend, do not tweet me, because I'm very expressive. I say what the fuck I want to say, and that's just it. Mwah, good night.
And fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Don't drink and drive. Arrive alive. Y'all know that good man, and I'll be back in the building tomorrow night for pregame radio, so definitely check me out. And shout out to Rand Push for coming in and straight up shut shit down. Definitely follow
her. Yes.
Follow her on Twitter. Angel, shout out to Angel. She'll be back next week. And we getting up out of here. Enjoy your weekend, people.
Yes, good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.